to be called the Sons of God. Elder Joseph Fielding Smith. Joseph Fielding Smith, Conference Report, October 1942, page 18. First, I wish to endorse all that has taken place and all that we have heard this morning. We have here assembled in this important historic building the leading men who hold the priesthood who have been called to great responsibility. Never before in the history of the Church has the responsibility which has been given to the priesthood been more necessary of fulfillment than today. Never before have we been under greater obligation to serve the Lord and keep His commandments, and magnify the callings which have been assigned to us. The world today is torn asunder. Evil is rampant upon the face of the earth. The members of the Church need to be humble and prayerful and diligent. We who have been called to these positions in the priesthood have that responsibility upon our shoulders to teach and direct the members of the Church in righteousness. I would like to read the words of John as found in the third chapter of the first epistle of John. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that, when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope in him purifies himself, even as he is pure. John was speaking to the men who held the priesthood. He calls them the sons of God. We are the sons of God. That same divine authority has been bestowed upon us. We, too, in this day should be just as grateful and just as willing to serve and keep the commandments of the Lord and magnify the callings which have been given unto us as were these men in former days who were the sons of God. I wonder if we realize the greatness of our callings. Yes, all the elders in this church, do they realize that they hold the Melchizedek priesthood? Do they know that through their faithfulness and their obedience, according to the revelations of the Lord, they are entitled to receive all that the Father has to become the sons of God, joint heirs with our elder brother, Jesus Christ, entitled to the exaltations in the celestial kingdom? Do we realize that? We, too, if we do realize it, should be like those of former days. And every man that hath this hope in him, will purify himself even as Christ is pure. Brethren, that we may do so, I pray in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.